Our story today is called Keeping Mistakes in Perspective. Many years ago, a senior executive of the then Standard Oil Company made a wrong decision that cost the company more than $2 million. John D. Rockefeller was then running the firm, and on the day the news leaked out, most of the executives of the company were finding various ingenious ways of avoiding Mr. Rockefeller, lest his wrath descend on their heads. There was one exception, however. He was Edward T. Bedford, a partner in the company. Bedford was scheduled to see Rockefeller that day, and he kept the appointment, even though he was prepared to listen to a long harangue against the man who made the error in judgment. When he entered the office, the powerful head of the gigantic Standard Oil Empire was bent over his desk, busily writing with a pencil on a pad of paper. Bedford stood silently, not wishing to interrupt. For a few minutes, Rockefeller looked up. "Oh, it's you, Bedford," he said calmly. "I suppose you've heard about our loss." Bedford said that he had. "I've been thinking it over," Rockefeller said, "and before I asked the man in to discuss the matter, I've been making some notes." Bedford later told the story this way. Across the top of the page was written, "Points in favor of Mr. Blank." There followed a long list of the man's virtues, including a brief description of how he had helped the company make the right decision on three separate occasions that had earned many times the cost of his recent error. I never forgot that lesson. In later years, whenever I was tempted to rip into anyone, I forced myself to first sit down and thoughtfully compile as long a list of good points as I possibly could. Invariably, by the time I finished my inventory, I would see the matter in its true perspective and keep my temper under control. There's no telling how many times this habit has prevented me from committing one of the costliest mistakes any executive can make, losing his temper. I commend it to anyone who must deal with people. Hebrews 8:12, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.